Police, Deputy Inspector General, DIG, of Police Douglas Kanja has opened a new police station at Rugumo in Kisumu East constituency to boost security in the area. The police station constructed by the Kisumu East National Government Constituency Development Fund, NGCDF, boasts of modern facilities and will see the number of officers serving the area increased to address rising insecurity. Speaking during the official opening ceremony, Kanja lauded Area Member of Parliament, MP, Shakil Shabal for the initiative, adding that it will open up the area for development. Having this police station here will enhance security and further encourage economic activities, he said. The DIG said more police officers shall be deployed to the station, which he noted serves a big area as arrangements to set up additional police stations continue. Kisumu East MP Shakil Shabir addressing the media after the official opening of Rugumo Police Station in Kisumu. Photos by Chris Mahandara. He thanked the officers for doing a commendable job despite serving a big area without a motor vehicle. Kanja asked the officers to work hand-in-hand with members of the community to tame runaway crime in the area. The DIG also visited Kisumu Central Police Station and Kasargam Police Station in what he said was a familiarization tour on the Nyanza region while assessing the working conditions of the officers. On his part, Kisumu East Members of Parliament, MP, Shakil Shabir, said construction of the police station was informed by the community's need for security. Construction of Chiga Police Station, he added, was halfway, adding that once completed, the station will have a digital laboratory and offices for the Assistant County Commissioner, ACC. Four other police stations, he said, were in the pipeline, adding that his office was in talks with the Inspector General of Police to secure the necessary approvals. Everything you see here has been done in consultation with the National Police Service. We always ensure that we follow the law and the requirements of the service, he said. To support the officers, the NGCDF, he said, has donated 10 motorcycles this financial year, adding that an additional 50 will be supplied in the next financial year.